This is Today in History, March the 26th. On this day in 1812, an earthquake devastated Venezuela, causing an estimated 26,000 deaths, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Also on this day in 1827, composer Ludwig van Beethoven died in Vienna. And on this day in 1874, poet Robert Frost was born in San Francisco. Poet Walt Whitman died in Camden, New Jersey, on this day in 1892. On this day in 1917, the Seattle Metropolitans became the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup as they defeated the Montreal Canadiens in Game 4 of the Finals by a score of 9-1. On this day in 1945, during World War II, Iwo Jima was fully secured by U.S. forces following a final desperate attack by Japanese soldiers. On this day in 1958, the U.S. Army launched America's third successful satellite, Explorer 3. On this day in 1979, a peace treaty was signed by Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and witnessed by President Jimmy Carter at the White House. Also on this day in 1988, Jesse Jackson stunned fellow Democrats by soundly defeating Michael S. Dukakis in Michigan's Democratic presidential caucuses. On this day in 1992, a judge in Indianapolis sentenced former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson to 6 years in prison for raping a Miss Black American contestant.
Why do you think she said you raped her?
Because she's a sick, money-hungry... She's really a bad person.
Also on this day in 1997, the bodies of 39 members of the Heaven's Gate techno-religious cult who committed suicide were found inside a rented mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, California. And on this day in 1955, Georgia Gibbs hits the pop charts.
You gotta dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Dance with me, Henry.
For its time, the mid-1950s, the lyrical phrase, "You got to roll with me, Henry," was considered risque, just as the very label, rock and roll, was understood to have a sexual connotation. The line comes from an Etta James record originally called Roll With Me, Henry, and later renamed The Wallflower. Already a smash hit on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart, it went on to become a pop hit in the spring of 1955, but not for Etta James. Re-recorded with toned-down lyrics by the white pop singer Georgia Gibbs. Dance With Me Henry, Wallflower, entered the pop charts on March 26, 1955, setting off a dubious trend known as whitewashing. In addition to replacing roll with dance, the lyrics of the Georgia Gibbs version omitted lines like, quote, "If you want romancing, you better learn some dancing," end quote. But its most important change was more subtle. Even in an era when radio audiences rarely saw the faces of the singers they listened to, the rhythmic and vocal style of the Georgia Gibbs record made it as obviously white as the Etta James record was black. And while many Americans might have preferred the Etta James version to the Georgia Gibbs cover, had they heard the two in succession, they would rarely have the opportunity to do so. Pop radio was almost exclusively white radio in 1955 America, and middle-of-the-road artists like Nat King Cole and the Ink Spots were rare exceptions to this rule. Georgia Gibbs hits the pop charts with The Wallflower, Dance With Me, Henry, March 26, 1955, on this day in history.
All right, man.